I just thank God for another day, another Sunday, amen, that we can all be here. Amen. It's good to see the parents, amen, come in, amen. It's just good to see you all. Amen. Amen. The children are here all the time, but it's good to see the parents, even if it is on a special day. You know, special days are special, and you're special in our lives. So we thank God for your coming. Thank God for my niece, Dolores, how the Lord kept her over the busy highways and brought her here, amen, to help us, amen, with the girls. They have such a good rapport and relationship with each other that it's a good thing to see, amen. I thank the Lord for just all the children, amen. That was a special, I hope everybody got good pictures, amen, of the children all up here singing, amen.
Yeah.
They are our natural resources. They yes. are our next generation. Amen. We are not getting any younger. Amen. And they're getting older. Amen. The older they get, the older it makes us get. Huh? I was looking at EJ. Amen. He's 14-year-old, and he's looking down on us now. Amen. I remember when he was little like those, the children here, you know. So, you know, and I just want to say that I love his spirit and his resolve on looking at things, amen. He knows good from evil. He knows right from wrong, and he's not influenced by other people, amen. It's peer pressure at that age can be tremendous, amen. It's just tremendous. So to see him as he is, I have nothing but praise and thanksgiving to the Lord and to him, God bless, for the way that he is coming into adulthood, amen. So he's a good example for the other children to follow, amen. If they could just have that in their heart, that what he has, amen, I think they'll be okay. Amen. I thank the Lord for Tish making it over the mountains, amen, to come and see us. I know she's a busy lady, amen. She's always got some irons in the fire, a lot of irons, amen. So she testified, so I won't ask her to say any more, but I just wanted to say thank you for being here on this Easter, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We always love when you come. Amen. So with that being said, I just had a little bit to talk to you today about, amen. I won't hold you very long. I know that they had something planned for you today. Easter Sunday, amen. I was looking, trying to find something in the Bible about Easter. And you know, I could only find Easter in the Bible one time. Amen. And that is in Acts. If you will turn with me to the 12th chapter of Acts, and we're going to find out the reason Easter was mentioned in the Bible. Amen. It says, starting at the first verse, it says, "Now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quintarians of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Amen. I'll go on a little bit later. I just want to stop right there and say that this was a feast. This was a time of the feast that they had was a celebration, kind of like a Passover. Right. Amen. And it was the a very hard time for the church, where they were persecuting the church. Yeah. Amen. If you were associated or believed in Jesus Christ, and you said the name of Jesus Christ, you stood the chance of being persecuted.
Amen.
Amen. That's why it says that the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church.
Yeah.
That means that he was persecuting the church. Amen.
Man.
It was like if you came here on Sunday now, people, don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying that Trump is this way, but if Trump was the Herod, and he said, okay, everybody that goes to church on Sunday and says the name of Jesus, and they believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. And then you took it upon yourself to say, I don't care what he says, I'm going to church.
Yeah.
Amen. And yeah, the persecution was great in those days.
Yes.
Amen. But in those days, King Herod was... He backed up what he talked about.
Yeah.
Amen. So a lot of people were getting killed. Amen. So it says in the second verse, and he killed James, amen, the brother of John, with the sword. And he saw that this was a thing that pleased the Jews. Amen.
Amen.
This was, and Jews were supposedly the religious sect of the time, you know. But he saw that this pleased them make him martyr out of James. But anyway, James was killed by Herod.
Yeah.
And Herod, and the next day, which would have been Easter, the king intended to take Peter and do the same thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say to you today is that Easter is not a Christian holiday.
Amen.
Amen. We don't celebrate Easter like the world does.
Right.
It means something different for us. Mm-hmm. Amen. I just like to go on reading the fifth chapter. It says, after Peter was taken, it said that he put all kind of soldiers around Peter.
Yeah.
To hold and make sure that Peter didn't get away. Amen. So it says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing.
Amen.
Of the church unto God for him.
Yeah.
The power of prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. If we pray and if we believe that the Lord is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, then anything could happen. Amen. So as the church prayed without ceasing for Peter,
yeah,
it says, and when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. So they had Peter pretty bound up. There's no way physically for Peter to get away. Amen. The king had put his word out that this man, I'm going to chop his head off tomorrow, and y'all keep him. And behold, the angels of the Lord came unto him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter in the side. That means he touched it. Peter, Peter, wake up. And raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off of his hands. Isn't that something? That is something. The prayers of the saints. It says, and the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind thy sandals. And so he did. Amen. Peter didn't get up asking questions. Who is this punching me in the side? What do you want? Why do you mean I got to put on my suit? Can't you see I got these chains? Oh, they off. Okay. He said, cast thy garments about thyself and follow me. Where are we going? Peter didn't ask. He just got and did what he was asked to do. And he went out and followed him. And whilst not that it was true, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angels, but thought, amen, he saw a vision. Peter thought he was dreaming. Amen. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto an iron gate that leadeth them to the city, which opened to them of his own accord.
Just a self-opening gate.
Amazing. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthward the angel departed from him.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to say that the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yes.
And if we pray, if we seek God, then anything on this Easter Sunday can be possible.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Just wanted to let you know what Easter was about. It's a pagan holiday that we do not celebrate as Easter. Amen. I always like to celebrate it as a Passover, or as the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, I thank God for everybody coming. Amen. And we, so God bless you, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Amen.